Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. We've got a great show for you today. I just want to wish you an amazing weekend. And again, we are so grateful that you have tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to find all the ways that you can listen to us. And of course, that you can stream us at kvta.com. Download our podcast on every platform, and that is The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, go to our website, kimpaganoshow.com. And if you are somebody that has an incredible story or wants to get your story out there or just really wants to be on air, we'd love to talk to you. And, of course, you can always reach me at 805-419-0008. With that, I always like to start our show with something uplifting, and today's is knowledge will give you power, but character will give you respect. And we're going to be really talking about respecting yourself and really, this is, you know, first of all, I want to introduce our first guest because Ruth Kent, first of all, she's been an RN most of her life. I mean, this is just incredible story. I met this lady, Ruth, in Dallas at one of our events, and I'm so blessed to have her in my life. She is a speaker. She is a best-selling author. She is emotional code body practitioner, and we're going to find out a little bit more about that, but her intention, her message, is to break those bound barriers that we have that we might not even know about, so we can live in abundance. And that's what it's all about. Ruth Kent, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you, and thank you for all that you do and for the listeners, you know, because, you know, we can share, but it's not about. And the reason we share is because of that rippling effect. You know,
so true.
Hopefully that if the, you know, listener hears, you know, it's like going to a good restaurant, you know, hey, did you know that this restaurant's open? Well, by God, let me tell you, you know, well, hopefully there's going to be a message today that we share because that's what we want to have spread out, a rippling effect.
I love that, Ruth.
And there's
I
my
love
dog.
I love it. You know, we had a brief conversation yesterday, which I loved, and there's some of the things that we were talking about is, first of all, kudos to you. You have, tell everybody a little bit more about what you do, because we were going to talk a little bit about testimonies, and I love when I get testimonies, and you were saying the same thing, but also testimonies to give ourselves, right? To give ourselves that pat on our back.
You know, I have a program called Champion Your Truth, and I have been blessed to have clients all over the world. And one of the things that I have noticed in patterns with people, human nature, and we can break that, by the way, we can break the code of what was to be all we can be. When we open that door of possibilities and simply say, help me to see this, you know, in a new way. Well, testimonies, you know, what is it? You're receiving back. So many people have a hard time receiving. You know, or, you know, to give freely. It goes on both ways. And that's a whole nother discussion. But
I love it.
The point is that in receiving for what you have done, and at the end of the day, something that we can do for ourselves to, you know, not go at the end of the day and say, oh, you should have done this, you could have done that, you would have, you know, all the things that you didn't do or that didn't happen, but to, I do the four gap. And the four gap is forgiveness. And it's forgiving others, forgiving ourselves, and asking for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Then gratitude. People can do, oh, I can be grateful for this and I can grateful for that. Okay. Then intention.
Mm-hmm.
Intention or action, I call it. It's not the to-do list, but my intention tomorrow is to live a day of joy, to smile, and to be present in love. You know, that's a powerful intention.
Right. I love that. I love
that.
And,
you know, and the last part of that, Kim, is being proud.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the number one that people forget to do.
Right.
Be proud. You've made it to the end of the day. You have done something. Maybe you even smiled at somebody and made their day.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a wasted day.
Wow, Ruth, when you just said that, be proud that you made it through the day. You know, that is such a simple statement, but wow, some people, it's almost like, you know, when people get older and they have a birthday and they're like, it's just another birthday, you know, and you're like, oh my God, you're privileged to have another birthday. It's just making it through the day. You made it through the day.
Absolutely. And there's a saying that I have, so that you don't go into automatic. And that's what so much of our patterning, our beliefs, our habits that have probably been set there before 7 years old. You know, it could have been modeled from your parents or, you know, grandparents. Well, to stop living life on autopilot, one of the phrases you can say is, help me to see this in a new way.
I love that.
Up until now. Or, you know, one that I say all the time is, what's my opportunity?
I love that, too. I love that. For anybody
we talked yesterday.
I just want to share that we're talking with Ruth Kent. And Ruth, what is your website so our listeners can find out more about you?
It's RuthKentLLC.com. And if you're wondering, you know, what it is, how I support people and, you know, to tap into the greatness that lies within you, to just be willing to discover you're not unhealthy. You're not, introvert. You're not, you know, broken. You're so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to discover what that is when we open the door. And you have the key. You as individuals have the key to open your door to find out and discover more of who you are. Marianne Williamson says, it's not fear of the future. It's fear of the greatness that lies within you. And I got to tell you, I know what that means. And this energy work that I do, this releasing of old patterns, beliefs, and things like that. You know, I went from a little girl that couldn't even read a greeting card to somebody. I would shake and feel like I was going into a vagal response and want to faint.
Mm-hmm.
To now being a speaker, author, you know, and helping people every day.
Talk to us about your energy work, Ruth. You know, I know that, I mean, I've seen it. I've had it. And it's pretty amazing. How did you find that gift?
Well, talk about receiving. you know, because I had spent years of trying to figure out what to do to help me because I lived in chronic pain. I had multiple autoimmune disorders. I had, you know, respiratory challenges on steroids inhalers. But I also didn't know what I didn't know. And I didn't know that I was living my life from a place of not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Father Richard Rohr has an amazing statement. He says, pain that does not transform is transmitted. Well, I had a good childhood. I couldn't think of anything that would, you know, but I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know that I had carried a lot of inherited energy, blueprint, pass forward. And that was at 45 years old, and I was told I was going to be put on disability. And I refer to that time as a blackboard with a white dot. Well, I looked at the white dot, and I said, I know that there's going to be a solution, a possibility, and potential. I just know I'm not going to find it here. I didn't know where I was going, but I knew that I was on a different path. I got introduced to the company Nikan, and from the company Nikan, I met a chiropractor by the name of Dr. Bradley Nelson. That was in 1997. I am blessed to have met him because through this work, which we ask for the divine guidance to connect to that which is imbalancing, blocking, limiting individuals. Yes, from giving and receiving. From being all that you can be.
Right.
You know, it's amazing. I have seen miracles every day. This morning, I got a phone call from somebody that was in my class when I taught it for 5 years. She was 72 at the time. She's now 82. And she sat in my class, and we did a demonstration. She sat down. And the look on her face, I knew there was something that she wanted to share. This is a testimony to the work. Unconditionally, I said, is there something you wish to share? And she said, yes. My whole life, I've had a pain in my neck. That pain is gone. That pain is still gone.
Wow. And what was
that? Do I understand it? Well, it was something actually inherited, and then a situation at a very young age. And she shared some stories, but it's like looking at an album. There's no charge to it. That was then, not now.
Right.
How many of our stories?
Ruth, we carry our stories into every day of our lives, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about also the frontal lobe. We mostly remember all the negative stuff, correct? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, it's actually stored. You know, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask about this because it's been a quandary my whole life. But in the frontal lobe was our problem solver. But it's also where we store criticism and judgment.
Mm.
So you have to get through the weeds. But you have something very powerful, and that's will. Your will to see it from love.
Mm.
Don't hold on to the story. Don't hold on. And if you're having a struggle with that, that's where this work can help. I have tried reframing. I have done, you know, and I'm not against that. I am not against counseling.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like the glue that kept me from saying, okay, you know, I shared with you yesterday, every morning since January 1st, I wake up and I say, oh my God, today's a new day and I'm a new person and I can't wait to find out what's new about me today. And I mean that with unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
I am not going in going, oh yeah, right. What are you going to find wrong with you today? That's the old me.
Right.
Not today. Am I perfect? No. In a book I read, March 2nd, it says, in our life's journey, it's not our job to be perfect. It's to allow God to do the perfecting. You simply commit to the four agreements. Be your best. Do your best. Be impeccable with your words. What other people do or say is not. Go within. Give yourself the testimony of your life today. I love you. You've done a good job. I'm proud of you. I can't wait to see you tomorrow. How are you ending your day?
Or how are you starting your day, right? I mean, that's what you're talking about, how to start your day.
But the reason I say end your day is because many people go to sleep thinking of all the problems. Mm. Okay, that frontal lobe we were talking about, you have just given your frontal lobe to entertain all the crap.
Right.
So when you go to sleep, you're going to have the opportunity to wake up with a whole better spirit, because what you're doing is going to sleep loving yourself for who you are and who you get to be every day.
I love that, Ruth. And you know what? I know we talked about this yesterday. Celebrate yourself every day.
Absolutely.
Every day. You know, it's funny. When somebody has a birthday, you get all these wishes, you know, which is, like, amazing. That's one thing I love about Facebook, you know. But you know what? Today, I thought, I'm going to do something different. And I actually got on my phone and, you know, I actually left them a voicemail so that they could have it of, you know, happy birthday. You have, like, a great day today, and wish you a great year. And we are so blessed that you are in our world. How easy
is
that?
I will, every day, I say, Lord, I am so thankful, and I want you to send love to all the clients I've had, all those I have right now, and all of those that I will have. And I know deep in my heart that every one of them is receiving love today.
Mm, I love that. I love that. So let me tell you or ask you, a lot of us forget about the process of how to release limited energy or to how to get results so that we can live our best life. Can you share that with us?
Well, the technique, the emotion code, body code. And like I say, if anybody wants a 15-minute introduction to this, we can do Zoom and I can show you, you know, how very simple this is. Children can do the emotion code. And yes, it does take muscle testing, but I can help you with that too. Sometimes people are dehydrated, lack of protein, minerals, or an emotion may be coming up, blocking them from being able to muscle test. We can work with it. Everybody can do it. And so muscle testing, along with intuition, divine guidance. Allow yourself to receive the guidance. Don't get in the way. There's no ego in this work. And then using the power of intention, knowing that you're asking and you are receiving the release of this energy. I'm scientific. I was an intensive care nurse for 41 years, 47 years of healthcare. And I'm going, okay, A plus B because, you know, and all of a sudden in the certification, I had to work on a dog. The dog had severe challenges. Was in the midst of releasing some. The dog looked at me, shook his head, and walked out of the room.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, this is transcending all my thinking. This is beyond this. I get to see miracles every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I go in with the intention and expect.
Right. You know, I want to talk about your 41 years of RN. When you see people, I want to say, very sick in the hospital, what is the one thing that kind of keeps blending together of what they really wanted out of their life? Is that something you can talk about?
Well, number one thing that I've always done as a nurse is that as their nurse, I walk into that room. My intention is to make their life in some way, somehow better that day, however it may be.
You're one of those angels. And you are in real life, too. I mean, you know, and no, you really are. You know, that's just been your gift to make people feel better.
Yeah, and so many times we want to be a good listener.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I did. I remember going, you're asking the question, you know, what brought many of the people into that, well, inherited conditions passed on, mm-hmm. and fears, patterns, doubts, self-sabotaging. And this is stuff that I work with. Mm-hmm. You know, I prayed for an answer. What else was there? And I got one through my own journey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just had the blessing to talk to an oncologist this morning, and she wants me to integrate with her in helping her people. Emotions are a high percentage of any health or life limitation.
Right.
And,
wow.
You know, yeah, I can go on and on there, but it's,
yeah, do you think, I know we talked a little bit about this, our minds are so powerful. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it can actually change our lives.
Do you want
right?
to make your mind right, or do you want to find the solution?
Mm-hmm.
So often we hang on to identities, or the story, or mm-hmm. how many times I have heard, you just don't understand. And I go,
right.
what good does it if I do or don't understand?
Right.
What
how do we move forward from this? So
yeah.
Ruth,
most people don't get what they want because people say they don't know what they want. I go, you are kidding me. I don't believe that in a second. I believe every one of us want to be happy and healthy.
Right. So what would you tell everybody that's listening right now? What are some of the steps? You've shared the, you know, your four gaps.
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody that's just, you know, maybe tuning in right now, I just want to kind of go over those, the testimonies. Well, of forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
great gratitude, intention, and to be proud of yourself, right?
Yes.
Yes. I know you talked also about the I ams. Talk to us
yes.
a little bit about that. I love that because that.
Well, the
really
I am
help
is
somebody.
Very powerful. There's happened to be a book about it. It's called The Power of the Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murray. And when you go to bed, as you're dozing off, you know, I am healthy. I am filled with joy. I am wealthy. I'm an amazing receiver. You know, whatever. But say each one of them three times.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say them, feel them being more embodied, okay? Because you are shifting on every aspect of your being, more than you know. And when you go to sleep, in fact, when I started this, and I've done it a couple times since, but all of a sudden I woke up and I'm repeating, my mouth is saying the I am
really?
Statement.
Wow.
I know, I went, wow, that was a powerful night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And have I seen things in my life? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we were talking about, you know, the power, the problem solver, the frontal lobe. Well, allow it to create. Be open. You're going to wake up and have so many ideas, so many solutions that you may not have had the days before.
So this little exercise, I mean, I
can
be
see that
changing. Being huge. Life-changing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lady, and I think I shared this before, but it's so important. One lady, I was walking into this room, and she said, Ruth, leave your agenda at the door.
Mm.
I thought, I don't have an agenda.
Right.
Oh, yes, we do. How many times have you gone, you know, is it a family member, you know, like, oh, are they going to be in a good mood today? You know,
mm-hmm.
or class reunion, you know. Oh, I wonder if so-and-so is going to be there. You know, how about going in and saying, you know what? I love who I am. I love this opportunity. And I'm going to be open to all the opportunities that are being brought to me today. I just went to my 52nd class reunion, and repeatedly I heard from people that was the best reunion we've ever had. I have family members calling me back. I have family members going, you know, you told me just go with unconditional love. And they tell me these amazing stories about how all of a sudden this brother who used to tear her apart all the time is now asking her how she is.
I love that. Ruth Kant, first of all, thank you so much for being a guest here again on our show. I can't wait for you to come back. I love your input in life, and I love your wisdom, and I love that you help grow so many people. How do our listeners find you, and how can they be a part of what you do?
You know, people, I have gone to retreats, and I had counselors and motivational speakers. I spent probably literally $250,000 on things. And what I'm sharing is to help all that life has brought you to be benefiting you now. And I created a program, Champion Your Truth, and it's going to be starting up again April 15th, April 16th. It's a 12-week program to give people time, consistency, and repetition to align to that inner voice, not the stinking thinking. Call me, Ruth Kant, and have a 15-minute session. Find out what it is. Find out if this is a fit for you. I'm here for you.
I love it. Thank you so much. And, of course, for our listeners, Ruth is in our newsletter. If you don't get our newsletter, please call in right now at 805-419-0008. You can just give us your name and number and your email, and we'll get you on that. Ruth, thank you so much. You have a great rest
of your
day.
You're a blessing. Thank you.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network
as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue.
The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you that you can be on here, too. And all you have to do is give us a call at 805-419-0008. My next guest, wow, I've been looking at his website. I've been reading his book. And all I can say is, wow, I'm so excited to be sharing him here on my show, TJ Woodward. He is a recovery expert, addiction treatment specialist, inspirational speaker, and a best-selling author, and powerful insights for removing toxicity from your life, empowering you to enjoy and nurture healthy, enriching relationships. His newest book, Say Goodbye to Toxic Relationships and Detox Yourself. I love it. TJ, are you there?
I'm here, Kim. So delighted to be on the air with you.
Thank you so much. I was looking at your website and listening to some of your speaking on there. I was like, okay, I need to know them. I'm so glad that I know you now and that I can hear some of your gifts that you're going to be sharing with my audience. And for a little, you know, just tell us a little bit more about who you are that maybe I didn't cover.
Oh, yeah, thank you. My life purpose and my life's work is really helping people reconnect with their true nature. And what I mean by that is a basic understanding that we come into this world as a whole and perfect spiritual being, and then we get programmed by the world to believe we're limited or broken or damaged in some way. So all of my books and all my speaking events are really helping people have an experience of their true nature, and that as a starting point for their for anything that needs to be healed in their lives.
I love that. You know, I mean, just the basic things, like you have a, you know, something that you had said, maybe your partner has lied to you again or shows no remorse, or you have family members that are complaining about their life, but maybe they don't even ask you about yours. There's all these different things. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's really popular in our culture the last few years to talk about how we remove toxic relationships from our lives or toxic work environments. And most often when we hear this conversation, we tend to focus on the other person or the outer situation. So if I could just find a work situation that isn't toxic, if I can just find a partner that isn't toxic for me. And what I'm inviting us to do is take a look at how toxicity actually starts within. In other words, it's not really as much about the work situation or the relationship as it is about healing what I call core false beliefs. So if I'm walking around believing I'm not lovable, I will choose a relationship to confirm that core false belief, not usually consciously. The great news is, though, we can actually heal those core false beliefs, and then we can start to see our relationships almost seems to change magically, because it really is about living from the inside out rather than the outside in.
Wow, I love that. And so how, what are some of the steps that we can do to work on ourselves?
Well, you know, a wise person once said there are three steps: awareness, awareness, and awareness. And I love that.
I love that too.
Because I can pause and remind myself, what am I aware of right now, right? And I think the first step is an awareness that this is actually how we are creating our lives. And again, you know, I said it's usually unconscious. I don't think anyone wakes up and thinks, oh, I hope I find the most toxic relationship or work environment today. But yeah, the awareness that we're creating our lives based on these core false beliefs is the first step. And then, of course, we can talk about how we actually heal those rather than just trying to change the situations in our life.
I love that. How did you get involved in this? Like, where did you start for yourself?
Well, gosh, I started myself by really remembering a time in my own life at a very young age that I was very happy and connected with myself. And around the age 7, I had a profound experience of closing my heart. And it was at that moment I made these huge decisions about myself and the world. I am stupid. I'm not good enough. I'm unlovable. And then my path from that moment, from that age of 7, I started looking outside of myself. So first I shut down, and I was very shut down for many years. And then I discovered drugs and alcohol, and they brought relief for a while. Then I got into recovery, and that began my journey and started really on a spiritual path. And that path was really about what needed to be unlearned and how I could return to my true nature. And, you know, my journey has been filled with all sorts of seeming ups and downs, but I discovered a way to reconnect with my true nature. And at some point, I realized it really is my life's purpose to share that with as many people as possible while I'm blessed to be here on planet Earth.
I love that. You talk about unlearning. I think that that's so interesting, unlearning, because we don't, you know, it's almost, we're oblivious to it, that we have to actually unlearn things in order to move forward, because we live sometimes on auto, correct?
Absolutely. Most of us are really unconscious of what those core ideas, those core beliefs, and if we go a little deeper, the core frequency or vibration that we're walking around with. And so unlearning is really a process of looking at what are those messages? What were those messages from society? You know, and society teaches us that we need to learn things, right? And of course, there's value in learning, but we're also saying there's a lot of value in the unlearning process as well. What are those ideas I've picked up about myself and the world? How are those ideas affecting how I see the world? We call it confirmation bias now, but essentially, I create my reality based on the lens that I'm looking at life through. It's not so much what's happening in the world, but more about how I'm perceiving it. And as I start to unlearn some of these ideas, I realize, oh my gosh, I can create a different image. I can create a different movie of my life, and I can start to have really different experiences and experiences that are much more fulfilling.
Wow, I love that. Let me ask you a question. Okay, if you're, there's a person that's listening right now, and you know, we always say, like, a lot of us know what we don't like, but do we know what we like? And I don't know if you've ever gotten to that place in your life where you just go, I don't even know who I am anymore. I've just been going on this auto zone. And, you know, I wake up, I go to work, I live my life, but I don't really know who I am. What would you tell them?
I would say congratulations, because not knowing who we are is such a turning point, right? Because if I think I know who I am, and, you know, it's that personality and all the years, I think it's Carl Jung that said we spend our first 40 years developing an ego, and the second 40 years dismantling the ego, right? So if
Wow, that's brilliant. Who am I?
I just love that question, because then we can start to actually live in that question and explore who we are at a much deeper level.
I love that answer. Gosh. All right. For anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, I want to make sure that if you have missed any part of this, go and download my podcast. And of course, that is the Kim Pagano Show. We are everywhere. Apple, iHeart, you know, Stitchery, you name it, we're there. And of course, we're talking with TJ Woodward. We're talking about, gosh, so many great things here, but it's really about saying goodbye to those toxic relationships and really detoxing yourself. How do you detox yourself? Can you share that?
Yeah, I think for me, it really is about spending time in the silence, reconnecting with that part of ourselves. And that's why I love your question about who am I? One practice is to live in a question. Take a question that's open-ended. Take it into meditation. Take it on a walk with you. Take it into your day. So if I imagine, who am I? And sit with that question. Really be with that question and see what emerges. So spending time in the silence and reconnecting with our true nature is such an important component. And along with that, as we already said, then also pretty much unlearning everything we've been taught that keeps us from experiencing who and what we really are.
I love that. Let me ask you one more question, okay? You're in a relationship, since you talk about relationships, and all of a sudden, you know, everybody has their ups and downs, and all of a sudden you find out, like, are we still on the same page as each other? How does that work?
Well, I think, you know, I to pull back a little and look at what a relationship is and maybe what many of us have been taught it is and how that might be different. For me, a relationship based on need is automatically setting ourselves up for disappointment. Now, let me be clear. We do have needs in relationships, and we are in a relationship with someone, and we do help fulfill each other's needs. But when I'm out of touch with who I'm, what I really am and who I truly be, if you will, then I'm looking to my partner or the work situation or my friend to actually fix something that feels broken. That is a relationship that's based on dependence. So we might we might find ourselves evolving and growing and realizing that it's not, you know, we hear people say, well, you know, you've changed. Sometimes it's that we've changed, and what we're looking for in a relationship isn't what we were looking for when the relationship began. And so if we're in a relationship to share, that's something that we can grow with, evolve with. You know, it involves communication and connection. But really, I invite someone to look at, what is it I'm hoping my partner will bring me or give me, or my friend or my work situation? And is it possible that that resource actually needs to come from within me, not from them?
Wow, that's really interesting. I love that, because when you are looking for whatever you need in your life from your partner or from your business or your work, you have to look deep inside yourself to find you again, correct?
Yeah, it's so easy to get lost in that, right? And if I'm out of touch with, like I already said, if I'm out of touch with my true nature, then I'm looking to the world to fulfill that. And that's something that I think all of us as human beings do.
Right.
And so when I'm aware of that, then I can change my expectations. And, you know, it's interesting, because I'm not saying we need to lower our expectations of our relationships. But plugging into who we really are is a great starting point.
I love that. And really, just kind of, I always say, close your eyes and look inside, you know, and to really kind of like go back to your basics of, you know, what is it that, who you are, correct?
Right. Yeah.
I love
Knowing
that. I love
ourselves that. Really deeply helps us be in relationships.
Yeah. TJ, I want to ask you, you are also a featured thought leader of wholehearted.org. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, wholehearted.org is a platform, and there are different thought leaders, Gabor Maté, Marianne Williamson, myself, Mark Lundholm, some other people. And it is a series of talks. So it's kind of like, if you will, it's kind of like a TED Talk platform. Mm-hmm. But it's also much more than that, because the founder, AJ, really had a vision and holds the vision that it's not just a talk, because he said, you know, I would watch a talk, I would be inspired, but then now what? So Wholehearted isn't only talks and interviews, it's also courses, and it's an opportunity for people to go deeper. So like I have a couple of courses on there about conscious recovery. Gabor Maté has a masterclass for healers on there. So it's something that can be as simple as watching amazing interviews and talks, but can also be something that goes much deeper. Take a masterclass, go deeper into the concepts that you've heard in the talk, and all of it is intended to help people live their best lives.
I love that. I'm going to have to definitely check that out. I've actually had a couple of the speakers or the leaders that work with you on there on my show. love to have them back again. You know, so you also are the co-author of some workbooks, 5 Steps to Embracing the Life of Your Dreams. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I have 3 books, Conscious Being, Conscious Recovery, and Conscious Creation. And similar to what we were talking about with Wholehearted, I wanted to provide someone who wanted to go deeper into the concept workbook. So each of those books has a workbook or a series of workbooks. So it's not just I'm reading this and I'm inspired by this, but it's like, how does this actually apply to my life? So Conscious Creation is the 5 steps to embracing the life of your dreams. And I've created an acronym, MOVIE, and it really is about how we shift from trying to only change our lives from the outside in, but really what we've been talking about is healing some of those core false beliefs, making peace with the past so that we can actually get in touch with what we really desire. Like you said earlier, many of us are walking around not even sure what we want or who we are. So Conscious Creation, 5 Steps to Embracing the Life of Your Dreams, the book and the workbook and the course is all designed to help someone get in touch with their true desires and their true purpose.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I'd love to have you come back and talk about that.
I would love that.
You talk about from the outside in, and I always think from the inside out, okay? You know, in the very beginning of our conversation, you basically said we're all born perfect, and then we get affected by the world, correct? And then all of a sudden, we don't even know who we are because maybe our parents told us we weren't good enough, or maybe a teacher, or maybe, you know, life happened. How do we, I don't want to say the word fix, but reposition ourselves to be the best? I'll leave you with that big, huge question right there. Maybe you can come back and talk about that. I didn't realize we're actually at the end of our thing, but I loved having you on, and I loved your input. How can our listeners find out more about you?
I'm delighted to come back and talk about that question and more, and people can find me at tjwoodward.com.
There you go. And please share our show with everyone. I'd love to get some of your other acquaintances on and share them with you.
That would be wonderful.
All right. Enjoy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. Well, we are going to move into our last guest. And of course, Lash Berry. He's been on my show for years. And let me just tell you, he is the legendary Everyone Wins nominee. Gift bags continue. Legacy of celebrating Hollywood. Biggest night. It's all about the buzz from the swag bags. Let's get Lash on here.
Good morning, Lash. How are you?
I'm good, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. Another wonderful year of giving, and I can't wait to hear what's going on with you. How's everything going?
Busy and grateful to be busy.
There you go. I love those two put together right there. So welcome again for another great year to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. We're talking about distinctive assets. That's your niche for really marketing companies and offering celebrities these incredible gifts. So talk to us a little bit about who you are and what we have this year.
Yeah, well, for over 2 decades, we have been creating this amazing win-win, I think, where the celebs, whether it's the Grammy presenters and performers, or in this case, this kind of fun independent production we do for the top Oscar nominees, they get some amazing stuff. And, you know, the silver linings, they don't have to pay for it. That's really not the most important part, because these are folks who can afford to buy it. It's really just introducing them to things that I love and I think that they will love and their families will love. The brands benefit, because a lot of these are small businesses. A lot of them are female-owned businesses and black-owned businesses, and really companies that can have their trajectory changed by an Oscar nominee posting about them or tweeting about them or showing up at their resort in the case of trips. And it's just been a wonderful win-win.
I love that. How long have you been doing this now?
We've been in business for 25 years. We just did our 24th Grammys last month. This is our 21st year putting together this Everyone Wins gift bag, which goes to the top acting and directing nominees. So this year it'll go to 26 very lucky nominees, plus the host of the show, because that's always a hard gig. So Jimmy Kimmel's going to get one too.
And can we tell everybody who they are?
Who the nominees are?
Yeah, like who exactly? Oh, I mean, just for our listeners that, you know, maybe doesn't really follow this, but they can get excited.
Oh my gosh, I hope everyone knows who's nominated this year, at least in a big category. So we get,
yeah,
of course, yeah. Angela Bassett in the supporting actress category, that's who I'm rooting for. Kate Blanchett, of course, I think it's a big race between her and Michelle Yeoh in the Best Actress category. Austin Butler, who I think is going to win for Best Actor, but it might go to Brendan Fraser, has also had a big comeback year. Best Director category, Steven Spielberg, once again. I don't know how many nominations he's gotten, but it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot of people to root for.
I love it. I love it. And, of course, you just brought that excitement back to it, right? So, okay, so what's in our bags and what is everybody going to receive this year?
Yeah, definitely a lot of unique things and things that I'm personally using or have been using that I'm genuinely excited to share. So, for example, Miage Skincare, this is an ultra luxury line of skincare products. I've been literally using it every day for over 3 years. I'm so excited to share. It's a five-piece set worth over $500. These are waterless micromolecule formulas based on human stem cell science, so really works at a much deeper level to make your skin look its best. We've got EcoMD. This is clean, conscious skincare, which is obviously important to a lot of people. It's cruelty-free. They've got a vegan retinol product that I really love. I've never been able to use retinol. They've been too harsh and irritating, so this is much gentler on your skin. We've got Bateel. These are hand-harvested gourmet dates, and the presentation, when you see this box of dates show up, they've basically done for dates what Godiva did for chocolate. So I'm obsessed with Bateel dates. We've got amazing trips for them. So the biggest ticket items are almost always the trips. So we've got a $9,000 vacation to Faro Punta Imperatore. This is an Italian lighthouse that's been converted into a hotel. So them and seven friends can actually stay in a lighthouse. It's such a cool gift. Or they can head to Canada and enjoy $40,000 escape to a 10-acre, ultra-modern estate. It's called The Lifestyle. We're even throwing in the luggage for them to pack from Havaianas. It's bright. You will love the luggage. It's bright and colorful. It's like a little burst of summer. And it's going to be pre-stuffed with some Havaianas flip-flops and sandals.
So, wow. There's like so many other things, like your chocolate. I can't even name all the stuff, right?
Well, not just any chocolates. Whenever we give something like chocolates, for example, it's a great case study for us to use. I try to find something that's a little off the beaten path. So we've got two kinds of chocolate for them this year. One is from Good Girl Chocolate. So for those of us watching our weight and wanting to indulge but without all the guilt, this is a black female-owned company. She's lost so much weight herself. She's a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Tabitha, and she's created a line of chocolate where it's gluten-free, it's dairy-free, all the sugars derived from coconut, so it's a much better source of all those things. And then we have M Cacao Chocolate. We just had them at the Grammys a few weeks ago, and they were such a hit. So they look like fine, incredible gourmet chocolate, but when you open the box, a video message that you can personally upload into the box will play. So for the nominees, when they open the box, it'll be a scene from the movie that they were nominated for as sort of a memento of the evening, if they don't have a gold statue as a memento of the evening.
Oh, my gosh. I just love this. Like, could it, people, like, just get any crazier and unique for all these different gifts? And I love that you actually bring them to everybody so that they have a chance to not only share their products, but everybody wins. And that's really what your whole thing is, nominee gift bags, correct?
That is absolutely true. So, you know, most of these folks are going to not go home with a gold statue on Sunday. So I don't like the word loser, but they're not going to be winners. So as an ultimate consolation prize, they'll be able to, you know, enjoy all of this cool swag. And some of it is, you know, the basics, or elevated basics, as I like to say. So if they have had a stressful week and they just need to chill out, they can make themselves, draw themselves an amazing bath. We've got these Ariadne Athens bath ritual sets, which are incredible. They can make themselves a cup of tea. We've got the Beauty Tea Company. It comes in these limited edition rose gold tins that are so stunning. And just relax and chill out. Have themselves a little tranquini. These are these sparkling beverages that have adaptogens to help you kind of chill out and relax. We've got these orbs that are mental health devices from Reflect. You connect it, app connect it, and you can meditate, you can relax, you can de-stress. It really just helps you let it all melt away.
Oh, my gosh. I'm kind of melting away just hearing about him. I love it. In the past, what have your celebs been their favorites, and do you just bring them back? Is that what you usually do, or do you think
we try to bring back things that are popular, at least categories that are popular. So, you know, trips have always been popular in the past. Viola Davis went on the Hawaii vacation that we gave her. Mark Ruffalo and Ed Norton went to the Italian villa gift that we had given them. Hugh Jackman and his wife went to the resort in Connecticut. So we always include trips, as I said, and we have a couple of great ones for them. Giving back, luckily for all of us, is really important to these celebrities. They like to use their platform. So PETA is having them and asking them to support their efforts to stop monkey trafficking and monkey cruelty in general, whether it's laboratory testing or what have you. And so there's all sorts of ways that they can give back.
I love it. I love it. You always do such a great job. And every year I look forward to talking with you. Lashberry, Hollywood gift guru, a founder of Distinctive Assets. How long have you been doing it now?
25 years.
And you just 25. That's huge. And it's always amazing. So again, Lash, always great to talk with you. Now I'm like connected to you and through social, so I kind of see what you're doing throughout the year. And again, thank you so much for sharing all this good stuff here on the Kim Pagano Show. And truly,
my pleasure.
The brighter side of life. Thank you.
You have a great day, and it's always great to hear your voice.
Thank you. You too. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. Good stuff, huh? And if you missed any part of it, or even if you didn't, please download our podcast, and that is The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. I hope that you keep going. And if you want to find out what your power is, please give me a call. I'd love to work with you as a business media coach. And my phone number is 805-419-0008. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll talk to you next week. It's a beautiful morning.